So, you're trying to just totally crush that software engineering interview, right? Well, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you heard the expression like, show me your code and let me tell you who you are? It turns out data structures are like this secret weapon in the coding world.
Yeah, it's true. Interviewers, they really love to test your data structures and knowledge, you know? It's like they're looking right into your coding brain and seeing how you organize stuff, how you problem solve.
Okay, so data structures, they're important, I get it. But like, what are they really?
You can think of them as the building blocks of any program, really. You know, you've got your arrays, linked lists, stacks, queues. They each have their own little quirks and advantages. Picking the right one can be the difference between this super elegant and efficient code and then like a tangled mess.
Right. Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So, let's start with arrays. Like, that seems like the most straightforward one.
Okay, yeah. Imagine like a row of boxes, all neatly labeled, each one holding a piece of data. Arrays are great for quick access. You know exactly where every single piece of info is. But they're not super flexible. Once you set the size, you're kind of stuck.
Makes sense. Kind of like when you try to shove a whole week's worth of clothes into like a tiny overnight bag. Not happening. What
Exactly.
about linked lists? Those sound a bit more fluid.
Totally. Okay, so picture this. A linked list is like a chain, all right. Each link is holding data and then a pointer that tells you where the next link is.
Okay.
So it's this dynamic structure letting you add or remove things easily, no matter how long the chain is.
Okay. But isn't navigating them kind of like following a treasure map or something?
You got it. To get to a specific thing in a linked list, you got to start at the beginning and then hop from one link to the next until you find what you need.
Okay. I see how each data structure has like its own pros and cons. What else is there?
All right, let's talk about stacks and queues. Stacks are totally last in, first out. Picture like a stack of plates. You know, you always put a new plate on the top and take a plate off the top.
So stacks, they're great for order, but only if you just need the most recent thing
Yeah,
first.
exactly. Queues are the opposite. First in, first served. It's like waiting in line at a bank. That first person in line, they get helped first.
Okay.
Right.
Makes sense. Queues are all about fairness then. Sounds like they'd be good for managing tasks that need to happen, like one after the other.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
Now, let's get a little complex here. Hash tables. So picture a library where you could find any book instantly just by knowing the title.
Oh, wow. That's what hash tables do.
Yeah.
Sounds like magic.
It's this, they use this cool trick. It's called a hash function. It's like having a super librarian who knows exactly where every book is just by the title.
Right.
It makes searching and grabbing information super fast, even with tons and tons of data.
So hash tables are like the speed demons of data structures then.
You got it. They're what make those lightning fast search engines we use like every single day possible.
That's really cool. So we've talked about arrays, linked lists, stacks, queues, and even hash tables. What else is there?
We've still got trees and graphs. These guys are definitely a little more complex, but super important for those tougher problems in computer science.
Trees. Oh, like family trees. So does that mean our data can have like parents and children?
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Imagine a tree structure, kind of like an org chart, or yeah, like a family tree. Each element, or like we call them nodes, can have a bunch of children, and it makes this whole hierarchical structure.
Okay, so it's not just a line of data. It's got like branches going to different parts of the data.
Exactly. And that hierarchy, that's what makes trees so powerful, like for searching, sorting, even storing data in a way that makes it super quick to retrieve.
So when I'm like searching for a file on my computer, I've probably got a tree structure to thank for finding it fast.
Exactly. Your computer's file system. Perfect example of trees in action in the real world.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what about graphs? Those sound even more complicated than trees.
So graphs are all about relationships. Picture a network of cities all connected by roads. The cities are like nodes, and then the roads are like these edges that show the connections.
So graphs are like maps then, showing us how things connect.
That's a great way to think about it. Graphs can represent all kinds of relationships, social networks, transportation systems, even like the web pages that make up the internet.
Wow. Okay, so when I use Google Maps to find the fastest way to get somewhere, there's like a whole graph algorithm thing going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. They're used to like find the shortest path, analyze networks, even figure out social connections.
Wow. Okay, we have covered a ton here. We've gone from like simple arrays to these super intricate graphs. It's wild how each data structure has its own like strengths and weaknesses.
For sure. And you know, that's the key to totally rocking those software interviews. It's not just about like memorizing definitions, it's about knowing when to use which one. choosing the right tool for the job.
Like being a coding contractor. You got to know which tool to use for each task to get the job done right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, say you need to find duplicate items in a huge data set. An array might work, but then you got to think about how to make your search work with, like, tons of data.
Because just going through a huge array over and over would take forever. Right?
Totally. That's where knowing the strengths and weaknesses of each data structure comes in.
So where do hash tables fit in with this whole coding contractor thing?
Okay, so hash tables, they're like having this like crazy efficient filing system. You can store and find data super fast based on a unique key. So imagine you're making an app that needs to store and find user info instantly. Hash table would be perfect for that.
Sounds like hash tables are like crucial for anything that searches or stores tons of data.
Exactly. They're used everywhere. Databases, caching systems, even your computer's operating system uses them to manage memory.
Wow. Okay, so we've talked about arrays and hash tables. What about those flexible linked lists? When would someone actually pick a linked list over the other options?
Linked lists are perfect when you need to like add or remove stuff from a data structure without worrying about like resizing it or shifting everything around.
So, like, if you're building an app where people are always adding and removing things from a list, like a to-do list app, a linked list would be the way to go.
Exactly. Or imagine, like, a music player app. A linked list would be awesome for the playlist. You could easily skip to the next song or go back to the last one.
I'm starting to get it. It's like each data structure has its own, like, personality and skill. What about stacks and queues? They seem a little less common.
They might seem niche, but stacks and queues are used a lot behind the scenes. For example, stacks, they manage like function calls in your program, making sure every function runs in the right order.
So stacks are like the organizers, making sure everything happens in sequence.
Exactly. And then queues. Queues are for when you need to process tasks in a specific order. First in, first out.
Like a printer queue.
Exactly. Or like a task queue in an operating system.
Okay, let's get back to those hierarchical trees. What kind of real-world problems do they solve?
Trees, oh man, they're everywhere in databases. Organizing data efficiently.
So when I search for something on Google, there's probably a tree structure helping me find those results fast.
You got it. And remember those graph algorithms we talked about?
The ones that power Google Maps.
Yep. They analyze social networks, figure out the best routes even, like track how information spreads online.
This is blowing my mind. It's really cool to see how these data structures, which sound kind of abstract, are actually behind so many things we use every single day.
It really is. And it's this understanding, like really knowing how data structures work, that will give you a huge leg up in those software interviews.
Because the interviewers don't just want someone who can like parrot back definitions, right? They want someone who can use this stuff to solve actual problems.
For sure. They want to see that you can look at some data and just know the best way to tackle it.
Okay, so we've talked about how data structures are like tools in our coding toolkit, right? But how do you actually show someone you know how to use these tools in an interview?
That's where it gets fun. So imagine you're hit with this coding challenge. Could be anything, like finding the shortest route on a map or even making an algorithm that recommends products to people online.
Okay, so like real life stuff.
Exactly. The interviewer is trying to see how you think, what data structures pop into your head first, you know, and then how would you use them to represent the data and come up with a solution that's actually efficient.
Okay, let's break down some like classic interview questions. Say you need to find duplicates in an array. What would you do?
First thing I'd think about is how big is that array? If it's small, you might be able to get away with just comparing every single element to each other. Brute force.
Right.
But with massive arrays, you got to be smarter.
Okay, so what then?
Hash table. You'd go through the array and make each element a key in your hash table. If you hit an element that's already there as a key, boom, you found a duplicate.
Hash tables save the day again. What about linked lists? What kind of questions do they ask about those?
Oh, they love to ask about reversing a linked list.
Reversing it. That sounds kind of hard.
It's a classic. Really tests if you know how pointers work. Basically, you have to go through the whole list and make each pointer point to the thing before it instead of the thing after it.
So it's like taking a chain and flipping it around.
Yeah. It takes paying attention to detail, for sure. You got to know how linked lists work.
Okay. Stacks and queues. What interview questions just scream stacks and queues to you?
Oh, that's easy. Balanced parentheses. You've got a string with all these parentheses, and you need to see if they're balanced, meaning every opening parenthesis has a buddy, a closing one.
Right, so every AK has to have a blank.
Exactly. A stack is perfect for this because of that last in, first out thing we talked about. Push the opening parenthesis on the stack and then pop them off when you find a closing one. If you end up with an empty stack, you're good. They were balanced.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like you really got to understand what each data structure is good at so you can pick the right one, right?
Totally. It's like having a toolbox full of tools. You wouldn't use a hammer to try and tighten a screw.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay, what about trees? Those hierarchical ones. What interview questions do they ask about those?
Tree traversals are big. They might ask you to do like a depth-first search or a breadth-first search to go through the tree and then do something to each node.
So it's about knowing how to move around and mess with data inside that tree structure.
Exactly.
Okay.
And don't forget graphs. Interviewers love to throw in some graph questions to see if you get how relationships and connections work in data.
Like finding the shortest path on a map, right?
Totally. Or maybe figuring out if a graph has cycles in it, or even looking at like social networks to find the really influential people.
Wow, this is like a whole other level of problem solving.
It is. And the more you actually work with data structures, the easier it gets to just know which one is best for the problem.
This has been an awesome deep dive into the world of data structures. We went from the basics to seeing how they're used in the real world and even how they show up in job interviews.
I'm glad we could geek out about it.
To everyone listening, we hope this deep dive gives you the knowledge and the confidence to crush those coding challenges. Remember, mastering data structures is like leveling up your programming game. Keep practicing, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep those coding brains fired up. Until next time, happy coding.